Tampa Bay's morning crew.
All right, we're talking about those you want to shout out midweek, just showing some love to whoever you want. 99.5 QIK. I know Kevin's got a good one this week. Kevin, who do you want to shout out this week on a Wednesday?
Yeah, so Monday morning, I woke up, walked out to my car. Battery was dead, would not start. So,
and what time was this?
This was 4:20.
That's what you want to do in the morning.
Oh, it was great. So I backed out Jenny's car, jumped it, and then got to work. And I have to give a shout out to two people, actually. My first shout out is to you, JR. Because you helped me jump the car. You followed me over. I needed gas. I didn't have enough gas to get back out. So you followed me to the gas station, parked in front of me just in case I needed to jump it again. Right. Luckily, I had enough juice to get me there. But then I have to thank Miguel, who was my AAA guy who came in and replaced my battery. So Miguel from AAA, thank you so much. And JR, thank you very much.
Of course. Absolutely. But Miguel, more importantly, he's the one with the battery. He brought it over.
Yes.
He said it took like 20 minutes.
He was there 20 minutes. He hooked it up, made sure the battery obviously had no juice in it. He was like, all right, we have no juice. So he unclamped it and put a brand new one in and did the paperwork, and he was gone.
I didn't know AAA replaced your batteries for you like that.
They do.
I did not know that.
Yes, they do.
Well, when they have a warranty on it, right?
Yeah, they have a 3-year warranty, so if it goes dead, then you don't have to. You don't have to pay. So, right, actually, nice. It did. It was only 25 months old, so my bill was $0.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
So, yep.
Miguel, way to go, buddy.
Miguel and JR,
yeah.
Thank you.
Well.
I know you don't want to toot your own horn, but...
Well, it sounds like I set you up, because I threw it to you to say, who do you want to shout out?
No.
Well, JR, I want to shout you out.
But you did help me.
Always got your back, brother.
I know.
That's awesome.
All right, Lana, who do you want to shout out today?
Jane Castor, she decided that Gasparilla is going to happen this year.
Wow.
I was really surprised to see this in the news with everything going on and everything being canceled. But tickets went on sale yesterday. Gasparilla Parade will happen on January 30th. Now, obviously, we're going to have to wait and see what the new rules are and see what's going to be happening for Gasparilla. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of changes. It won't be the exact same. But as of right now, Gasparilla is happening January 30th in Tampa.
So there you go.
Excited about that.
All right. Who do you want to shout out today? That's what we want to know. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Let's get your shout outs. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. Thanks for waking up with us. We are giving you a chance to shout somebody out today. We have Sandy in Tampa. Sandy, who do you want to shout out today?
I want to give a shout out to my husband, Joe. He works for Volt Power Company.
Okay.
And all his crew. They just got back from Louisiana. He's been home for a day and a half. And they're turning back around to go to Pensacola.
Oh, they're helping out with the storms, huh?
Yep, so everybody helping out with the storms.
Well, that's a great shout out. And tell your husband we appreciate him, and I'm sure everybody who's being affected by that directly appreciates it as well. Okay, Sandy?
Thank you.
All right, have a great day.
That's awesome that he's doing that.
Absolutely. That storm is just sitting over Pensacola, and it's already up in Mobile and all that, man.
And they already said there's like 80,000 people that are out of power now, and it's just going to get worse as it's pretty much now making landfall.
Right.
So.
All right, well, praying for everybody out there for sure. All right, coming up, your morning motivation and a brand new 7:15 second date update. Luke Bryan now. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. Time now for your morning motivation. All right, Lana, motivate us.
If you're offered a seat on a rocket ship, don't ask what seat, just get on.
Really?
Yes.
Is that from Elon Musk?
No. It's from some website with motivational quotes.
So basically what you're saying is enjoy the ride. Don't worry how you get to that goal, but if you have an opportunity to, take that opportunity.
Take the opportunity, get on and go for the ride, no matter how scary or whatever, how worried you are, just do it.
Get on there.
Get on and go.
Read it one more time, because I like when you say it. It's great.
If you're offered a seat on a rocket ship, don't ask what seat. Just get on.
Rocket Man. All right, very cool. I like it. You can share these with anybody you'd like, especially that one. It's on our Facebook page, and we got your 7:15 second date update coming up. Brand new Blake right now. Happy Anywhere, 995 QIK.
Time now for the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
All right, let's do it. Brand new 7:15 second date update. It's JR, Alana, and Kevin right now on 99.5 QYK. We had a guy reach out to us. His name is Andy. Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm well. How are you?
We're doing great. So we want to hear about this girl you're into. I believe her name is Hannah, right?
Hannah, yeah.
All right, tell us about Hannah. How'd you guys meet? What'd you guys do on your date? What's up now?
Well, we went on Match.com. We talked for a couple weeks before ever actually meeting. You know, it's kind of hard dating nowadays with all this COVID stuff. Right. We ended up out on a date, and we went to Salt Rock over at Madera Beach.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I had a good time. Mm-hmm. It seemed like he had a good time, too. But, yeah, we went out. We had a good day. We had really good conversation. Spent a couple hours there. Had a couple drinks. Seemed to be going really well. I ended up paying for dinner. I don't think I said anything weird during the date or anything like that. You know, kind of walked her to her car. No kiss or anything. You know, it was pretty normal. But yeah, I haven't heard anything back from her. So I'm really bummed that we had a good time. So I was trying to see if maybe you guys can help me out.
Well, I think we'd love to help you out. What did you guys talk about during your dinner?
Basically everything, kind of what I do, what she does, what we like to do for fun. Not that we've been able to get out, you know, recently, but yeah, I mean, it was just normal date stuff. I didn't, you know, I made sure not to talk about my exes or anything like that.
It's good.
Always positive. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't figure it out. I'm kind of racking my brain. It's been a week now and I haven't heard anything back from her.
And you felt like there was a connection between the two of you a little bit?
Yeah, I thought so.
All righty. Well, let's do this. We're going to try to call Hannah for you, Andy. Can I put you on hold?
Okay.
All right. Hang on. Trying to help out Andy this morning in the 7:15 second date update. Thanks for having us on. It's JR, Alana, and Kevin on 99.5 QYK. So the first reaction that I have to Andy is he sounds like a really nice guy. He said it was a very casual date. You know, they didn't get into any heavy conversations. He felt like there was a connection.
And he took her to Salt Rock. That's a nice place.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Great place. And so he thought everything went well. I mean, didn't force a kiss or anything like that. Just walked to her car, said, hope to see you soon. Hasn't heard anything from her since the date. We're going to try to figure it out right now by calling Hannah and see if we can get her on the phone.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Hannah?
Yeah, this is Hannah.
Hey, Hannah. Mm-hmm. This is Tampa Bay's morning crew over here at 99.5 QYK. How are you?
I'm good.
I know we are kind of catching you off guard this morning, and I know you're probably getting ready for work or whatever. Do you have a couple minutes? We wanted to see if we could talk to you on the air about a date, actually, you recently went on.
A date?
A date, yeah.
I don't go out that much.
Okay. Well, hopefully you went out with this guy that's claiming that you went on a date with him. We're talking about Andy. Do you remember Andy?
Oh, yeah.
Do you care if we talk to you about Andy real quick on the air?
Okay.
All right. So we wanted to ask you about Andy. He told us you guys met on Match.com. You guys went to Salt Rock and Madera Beach. He thought it was a great time. You guys connected well in his mind. He said the conversation was very easy with you. And now he's kind of reaching out because he'd love to see you again and hasn't heard anything from you. What's the deal?
Oh, okay. So, yeah, he's really sweet. You know, really old school. He walked me to my car and, you know, he pulled out my chair. He's a really sweet guy, and I think what he does, he's just a good guy, but I just don't think it's a good match for me.
Okay, here's why I'm confused by women. What you just said right there. He's a great guy. He's super sweet. I love what he does. Probably not for me. All right, Anna.
Why not?
I got to ask you, what's the deal? Why is that not for you? I feel like that's what women want, right?
So Andy lives with his grandmother, and he takes care of her, which I think is really, really sweet. Like, he's just a good guy. But it's literally all he talked about, you know, grandma's cooking and grandma's baking, and you should try this dish. And, oh, she was so funny what she did the other day. I felt like I got to know his grandmother more than I got to know Andy.
Interesting.
What, does she sound like a sweet lady?
Yeah, it was just, that's all we talked about. Like, there was no other thing that I got to know about him. And it just, I guess it was kind of weird for me because, you know, sometimes people talk about their pets and I get that. But I mean, I literally know so much about his grandmother. Like, I could tell you anything about her, but I don't know anything about him. And I guess I just thought it was kind of weird, you know.
Well, maybe he was just nervous or something like that. That was kind of what came out the top of his head.
I guess the situation's weird, too. You know, it's like he lives with his grandmother. Like,
I got to tell you, Hannah, we actually have Andy on the phone with us. And I want to bring him back on. And yeah. I don't want you to feel bad about what you just said because...
Oh, my God.
Well, here's the deal. He wanted to know what was going on. So I appreciate you being honest. Andy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, Hannah.
All right, so Andy, first of all, I think it's great that you take care of your grandmother. You've heard what Hannah has to say. Why don't you just talk directly to her?
Yeah, I live with my grandmother, and I take care of my grandmother. I love her. I mean, I didn't think it was a bad thing to talk about our relationship or anything like that. Just what I do, you know, it's my parents left when I was a little kid, and she took care of me, so I take care of her now. So
I guess I'm just not understanding why this is a bad thing, Hannah.
I don't know, Andy. I mean, I think you have your full-time job, and then taking care of your grandmother is a full-time job. It's almost like, you know, because when people get older, it's almost like a kid or a baby. It's really a full-time job. How does it work? Like, how do you go on dates and then bring somebody back? Like, do you have privacy? I mean...
Oh. Now we're getting to the root of the problem.
That's right. That's right.
Well, I mean, we don't share a room, and, like, we have a whole house together, and, you know, she goes to sleep early. I'm not going to be, like, she's hard of hearing. She won't hear anything. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
There's a sales pitch right there.
Oh, yeah.
Andy, do you bring dates back to your house with Grandma there? Have you done it before?
I have, but like I said, she goes to sleep early. She can't really hear too much. she's on the other side of the house, so I have my own room, and, you know, it's not like an apartment where we're right next to each other or anything.
This I don't know if before. I'm ready.
I mean, I understand that you may be caught off guard a little bit, Hannah, and maybe you're worried about him not having enough time for, you know, another woman in his life because he is taking care of his grandmother, which I think is a great thing. And I actually think it's really cool how close you guys are.
It's kind of like dating somebody who has kids.
Right.
Really.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. How about this? Let me just put this out there, Hannah. What if just going on another date with Andy, and let's say Andy focuses on talking more about just him personally versus his grandmother, and you get to know him a little better? I mean, at the very least, you get to know a great guy. He's a nice guy, you said. So, I mean, it's not going to hurt you to go on another date, and maybe you connect on an even better level, and you guys, you know, can talk about some of these things.
Okay. All right.
You'd be willing to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to get to know Andy, so... We won't talk about
this
thing.
All right, Andy. So your job on this second date is just to talk more about you, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds great.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah. We got a match.
Yeah. Say hi to Grandma for us, and anytime you have any extras of her cooking, bring it on in.
Yeah, bring it on in.
Absolutely.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold. Kevin's going to get your info, and we'd like to pay for your second date and set you guys up, okay?
Great.
All righty. Well, I appreciate you both coming on. I'm happy for you guys. Hang on, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, guys. I'm happy for them. That's great. They worked it out. Now, I think her big worry was, okay, how involved do I need to be with this? Is this a lot of responsibility that he has where I'm going to need to help out? Is he not going to have enough time for me? I think those things were all in there because if your guy's a great, great guy, what's the problem? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And he's going to make time for you.
Sure.
So... I hope it works out. I think it will. Because he's, like you said, he just sounds like a good person.
Right.
Sure, there's a lot of girls out there would like to date Andy.
Yeah. Kevin Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. We just had our 715 second date update. Andy and Hannah are going to go out again, which we're super excited about.
Excited.
So she was hesitant at first and wasn't getting back to her because... She felt like he had a lot on his plate.
Yeah, well, he lived with his grandmother, and he took care of his grandma, and she just didn't know if he was going to have a whole bunch of time for her.
Right. So, getting your reactions right now, would this have been a deal breaker for you or not? What do you think?
I think it went exactly the way it should. I was with my grandmother till I was 28 years old, met my wife, and now we've been together for 10 years.
Aww.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, listen, you got to help out family if family needs help. And then I would feel like that she would think that's endearing, you know?
Right.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, my grandmother was like my mother to me, and, you know, she was the most important one in my life, and now, you know, my wife gets to be.
Right.
And I would definitely want to be with somebody who wants to take care of their family rather than somebody who disses them and wants nothing to do with them and is not helping out.
Well, it's going to trickle down to you, too. Mm-hmm. You know he's going to take care of you, too, if you need it. All right, man, I appreciate you calling. You have a great day.
Thanks. Love you guys.
All right, bye. All right, if you missed it, it'll be on our QYK Instagram and our QYK Facebook. You can listen to it for yourselves. And coming up next, we're going to have your Adventure Island tickets and play a little game called Adventure or
No Adventure.
It's after this. Sydney is in Bradenton right now. She's about to play our game called Adventure or No Adventure right now on 99.5 QYK. All right, Sydney, we are playing for Adventure Island tickets.
And a parking pass.
And a parking pass. Here is how it works. Lana is going to read an adventure about each of us. Only one of those adventures are true. You got to pick out which one is true, okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Lana, what was Kevin's adventure?
Kevin says that he flew in a two-seater biplane, went on a ride-along at MacDill Air Force Base to fly over the Skyway Bridge.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Be very cool. All right, mine is?
JR says that he went skydiving and John Party was in the plane. Name dropper.
Was that unbeknownst to me? I didn't know he was going to be on there.
It just happened to be there.
All right, and yours, Lana.
Mine was that I went deer hunting.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay, let me just give you, let me help you out real quick. You can eliminate that one immediately. Because there's no way Lana went anywhere where an animal could have been injured.
Yeah, she loves animals too much.
Not at all.
Just Sydney knows you well enough to know that, right?
Yeah, mark Sydney. That one off.
Yes.
All right, so that one's off. It's between Kevin and I. So Kevin went up in a biplane at MacDill Air Force Base to do a little ride-along. Those are awesome, by the way. But did I also go skydiving and John Party happened to be on the plane?
Keep in mind that Brett Eldridge was the singer that went skydiving when he first got a number one song. So I'm just saying.
That was irrelevant. But let's move on. Sydney, what is the right answer? Is it Kevin or myself?
Kevin.
That's right. Yes. I did. I got to fly in a two-seat biplane, and it was for the MacDill Air Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And this was years ago.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and we took off from MacDill, and they flew us over the bay all the way to the Sunshine Skyway. Right. We flew around. It was one of the coolest experiences I've ever been
on.
It was very, very cool.
Do they still do that?
I don't know. Do you want to go on that, is what you're saying?
I do.
Yes.
I would be a big fan of that.
I would, too.
Well, I believe the Air Fest happens in April next year. Yeah. Let's hope. Fingers crossed it is.
Hey, Sydney, what's more important is you got Adventure Island tickets. Congratulations to you, and thanks for playing our game.
Thank you.
All right, hang on for us.
I went deer hunting, Lana.
Yeah, really?
Come on now.
I had to come up with something fake.
Yes, you did.
That was very fake.
I would never do something like that. No, I'm the one that's like saving them. Like, Ron, they're coming.
What's great, too, is Kevin's telling a story about how many deer are in his neighborhood. And one guy stopped and took a picture this morning.
Yeah, so I was going out of my neighborhood, and I see a car stop just in the middle of the road. And all of a sudden, I see like a flash. And I'm going, what is happening? So I get up there, and I see the deer were kind of walking away. I was like, this dude stopped and took a picture of him.
I totally would, too.
But why?
Because you just do that.
You see a car coming behind. Like, why stop?
Because deer are pretty and you take pictures of them.
But okay. Also, Lana has a way of kind of either one-upping or bringing the conversation.
I was trying to tell a story.
And she goes, oh, really? Well, I almost had a possum on the way to work.
I hadn't even finished my story yet.
Oh. I had to swerve out of the way. I almost got in a car accident because of the possum.
She'd wreck her car before she'd hit a possum.
100%.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew at 995 QYK. Thanks for having us on. Here's John Langston now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
All right, big show tonight. The ACMs are on, but before we dive into that, I have a couple of quick stories I need to tell you.
Gotcha.
Jennifer Nettles and Jon Bon Jovi are back with another collaboration.
Really?
They are looking to bring a new song called Do What You Can to country radio that is going to be out on Friday. So.
Blanket on the last song.
Who says you can't go home?
Who says you can't go home? Who says? Who says? Okay,
yeah, they won a Grammy for that in 2007, by the way. All right, big props to Brad Paisley and his wife Kimberly. They are helping donate 1 million meals to people in need.
Wow.
Their Tiller and Hatch Meal Company has partnered with Feeding America to donate food to local food banks in cities across America. Those two are always doing so much good. All right, and finally, I'm going to ask you, not finally, but I'm going to ask you this question. What song do you think Luke Combs used for his first dance at his wedding?
Ooh, is it one of his?
It is one of his.
I think it's the one we just heard a couple songs ago, Beautiful Crazy.
It actually was.
There you go.
They said they went back and forth because they're like, is this cheesy? Is this too weird? But Luke wrote that song before he even met his now wife, and he's like, I love this song. This is the song I want to dance to. So that is right. The song that he danced to at his wedding. How nice is that, huh? He used his own song.
I like that.
Cheesy or no cheesy?
I don't think it's cheesy. Hey, what are you going to say? This is a horrible song. No, it's not. It sold over 100 million copies. You're welcome.
That's a great argument.
There you go. All right, we got to talk about the big show on television tonight. It's the ACMs. Starts at 8 o'clock on CBS. Keith Urban is the host. Now, you do not want to miss the opening act because this is where all the nominees for Entertainer of the... they are going to come out and do like a medley of their songs.
That's cool.
One of those is Luke Bryan, and he says he has taken this home award, this title, twice, but he says that these days he's just happy to be nominated.
You know, if I can get nominated in that category, from then on, you know, I can honestly say if I don't win, well, then I'm interested in who did win. And is it somebody that's won before, or is it somebody that's never won before, but they were very, very deserving to win?
Deep thoughts from Luke Bryan.
Yes, that is deep.
Carrie Underwood is also nominated for Entertainer of the Year for an ACM. She has won the award in 2008 and 2009, and she really, really wants this.
I'm blessed and lucky to be nominated, obviously, in fantastic company. It would be amazing. It's not the end-all, be-all, but of course, I'd be lying if I said I didn't want it.
Chris Stapleton is also nominated. He has 10 ACM awards, including Male Artist back in 2015. But he talks about making music first, awards second.
Always just tried to make it about music first and let music lead, and everything else will just kind of fall wherever it will. And fortunately for us, that's kind of worked out. I think that's always the right thing when it's about music and about the fans and about, you know, treating the music with respect and treating people with respect.
Also, such a humble guy.
Yes, he is.
I really like that. He's so humble.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show tonight. Also, don't forget, Taylor Swift is going to take the stage. Again, she has not been to any of the country award shows in quite a long time. She's going to sing her new song, Betty, tonight. So again, 8 o'clock, Keith Urban House. It is the ACMs, and that is your Music Minute on 99.5 QIK.
Thank you, Lana. All right, coming up in 6 minutes, here's what we're going to do. All three of us are going to take our bets on who wins what category. We've picked five of the major categories for the ACMs tonight. We will try to pick our winners. Now, there will be a bet on the line. I'll tell you about that in two songs. There'll be a bet. It's gonna make it fun, right?
Okay.
I'll introduce this bet to you. And we'll see if you agree. 99.5 QIK. It's Kenny. Happy Does. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 99.5 QIK. Thanks for having us on. All right, we just talked about the ACMs being tonight, and we have picked five categories that myself, Lana, and Kevin will pick our winners. And tomorrow, whoever has the most correct will be safe.
Okay.
And the person who has the least correct, they will be kind of a punishment, and I'll tell you about that in a second.
A punishment? Well, why should there be a punishment?
It's just kind of a bet. It's fun. And I think every mom's been through this, so we're going to try to go down that road a little bit. All right, first of all, the picks. The first category is Entertainer of the Year. We have Luke Bryan, Eric Church, Luke Combs, Thomas Rhett, Carrie Underwood. Lana, who do you think is going to win it tonight?
And this is who we think is going to win. It's going to take it all.
Lana, who do you think is going to win tonight?
Eric Church.
Eric Church is your pick. All right. Go ahead, Kev, your pick.
Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood. I have Luke Combs. All right. I like that we all have different answers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Luke Combs. Next one is Male Artist of the Year. Is it going to be Dierks Bentley, Luke Combs, Thomas Rhett, Chris Stapleton, or Keith Urban? Lana, what is your pick?
Luke Combs.
Going with Luke Combs. All right, Kevin?
Luke Combs.
Luke Combs, the double whammy. I'll be a tiebreaker for that. I'm going to say Chris Stapleton. Because he usually does win it.
Yeah, that's true.
He does.
All right. Female Artist of the Year, Kelsea Ballerini, Miranda Lambert, Maren Morris, Kacey Musgraves, Carrie Underwood, Lana.
I'm going with Maren Morris on this
really?
One.
Really?
Going with Maren Morris.
She's kind of been out of the game, too.
I'm going with Maren.
All right. What do we got?
I'm going Miranda Lambert.
No, I was going to go with that one, too. I'm going to duplicate that. Miranda Lambert as well. Big year for her. All right. And the fourth category is Album of the Year. Now, this happens to do with the how this is nominated is for the artist, the producer, and the record label. All right. So, Album of the Year, Centerpoint Road by Thomas Rhett, Girl by Maren Morris, Heartache Medication, John Party, What You See Is What You Get, Luke Combs, Wild Card, Miranda Lambert. Thomas Rhett, Maren, John, Luke, or Miranda? What do you got?
This was a tough one for me, but... I think I'm going to go with Luke Combs.
Going with Luke Combs.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing the same Luke Combs.
Okay. I'm going to mix it up and do a John Party. Heartache Medication.
Interesting. All right.
Especially because he's coming out with a deluxe album of that, so I think it's got some steam. That's my thought process behind that.
Well, now, Luke Combs is coming out with a deluxe, too.
Oh, is he? Well, there goes my thought. All right. Song of the Year. Here it is. Dan and Shay, Justin Bieber, 10,000 Hours. Is that the most streamed song ever or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Something like that, yeah.
Ashley McBride, Girl Going Nowhere. Blake Shelton, God's Country. Old Dominion, One Man Band. Or Meow, Meow, Meow. Eric Church, Some of It.
I'm taking Blake Shelton's God Country.
Great God's song. Country. Written by Devin Dawson, actually, mm-hmm. if you're wondering. All right.
I'm going to change that. That's what I had originally, but I feel like I've copied every answer from Lana. So I'm going to go with a curveball here. I'm going to say Ashley McBride.
Ooh, that's a good pick.
Showing the lady power right there.
All right, JR.
You know, I really hate to do it because I love my band, Old Dominion. I love these guys. But just because I think that they're going to, this collaboration was so huge.
Dan and Shay it is.
Dan and Shay. By the way, that's not based on my taste. That's based on what I think because of how successful the song was.
No, I agree.
It's
nominated for ACM.
I mean, if Justin Bieber shows up tonight at the ACMs, I'll be very shocked, and it'll be very weird to see that. But I just think that's such a big song. So I'll do 10,000 Hours, Justin Bieber, and Dan and Shay. So tomorrow.
I can't even believe we're just saying that on the radio.
I know. I understand. I'm with you. I'd, this is not by my taste, but I would just say that's a huge song.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Here's what I will say is the punishment.
Oh, yes. What's
Whoever
the punishment?
Gets the least correct has to walk barefoot on Legos.
What?
Have you ever done that?
I'm sure I have.
Let's talk to the parent on the show. Kevin?
100% I have. It's many times.
And how's that feel?
They are not comfortable.
All right. So
like for how long?
We're just going to have you walk like 3 steps on it. We don't have to walk you down the hall.
Legos?
You don't have to stand on it. I don't think Lana's experienced this because she is not like, no, she's like, what, Legos? What do you mean?
It's horrible.
Every mom and dad has probably gone through this. So and as an uncle, I've gone through this. And so I just want to let you know. It doesn't feel great.
Mm.
All right. So we will see you tomorrow. Are you agreeing to this? I want to make sure I have your permission.
Who's bringing in the Legos?
That's beside the point.
Oh. Yes, I'll do it.
I mean, I got
Kevin's got us all
I got
Legos.
Thousands of them at the house.
Where did we find Legos? All right. You agree?
You're in?
Kevin?
That's fine.
He sounds pumped.
No, right. Yeah.
We'll find out tomorrow at 8:20, or actually at 8:10. We'll see who does the best on that. All right, coming up next, wait till you hear who's selling their house and for how much. It's on Davis Island. This is insane. I think if we all go in together, we may be able to afford one of the bushes out front.
That might be yeah. the case.
Tell you what next. Sometimes you hear the price of homes and you go, what? That's a very limited market. This would be one of them. 995 QIK. Derek Jeter, as we know, Tom Brady's been renting his house since he came to Tampa Bay for how much do you think a month? Just guess.
Oh, I already know. I read it.
Oh, you read it? All right, cool. Thanks for playing along. $100,000 a month. $100,000 a month.
About what I pay.
Is it really?
Wow.
Jeez. You're getting ripped off.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Derek Jeter is going to sell the mansion for $29 million. That's what it's listed at.
Well, the question is, where's Brady and Giselle and the kids going?
They're building a house on Davis Island.
There's no more room. That one took all the room.
Tom Brady can buy two houses, knock them down, and connect them.
Oh, yeah.
He can do whatever he wants out there. So he's going to build a house out there, which is good news, which means he's going to be here for a while.
Yeah.
Jeter wants to get rid of his house, and Kevin and I were talking about this off the air. Like, is he going to have time to build a house? When is it going to be ready? I'm like, I'm pretty sure if you buy Jeter's house for $29 million, you're already living in a pretty cool place. And if Tom Brady says, hey, I need it for another 60 days, you're going to say, oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
Just throw me some autographed jerseys or whatever. We don't need to move in right away.
Tom doesn't need this stress right now with moving and, you know, building a home, because sometimes can be stressful. You get picking out tile and, you know, wallpaper and stuff. He's got a game to focus on. We can't be stressed out with these details about house buying and stuff.
But who do you think is going to be more hands-on on that? You just mentioned it. You're the one that brought it up. You're the female on the show. Who do you think is going to be more focused on that? Him or Giselle?
Giselle's got to focus on the kids right now.
Well, so. And the house.
And the house.
Yes.
And the kids will have some input on the house, I'm sure, as well.
She better not be stressing Tom out with tile and carpet and countertops and
stuff. I love that Lana is this passionate about it.
Right.
She should focus on football and not a house. Right. I love it.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a problem at the house,
why
by the way, at her house, because they haven't been able to pick out the tile or something like that. What's going
That's
on?
Why you rent when you're playing football.
Let me just tell you about this house, all right? The home is the largest in South Tampa and just under 22,000 square feet and features amenities including 7 bedrooms, 16 bathrooms, 8 full, 8 half, a dock with 2 boat lifts, a heated spa, and an 80-foot saltwater lap pool.
Man.
That's pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
Lana and I went on a night cruise. I was like, I'm going to bring my drone, and I'm just going to fly it over the
bay. Here it goes. Here it is.
I swear to you, the drone like lost contact with the controller because we were on the boat. Just posted it up right in front of Tom Brady's house. It was my drone just sitting there aiming right at Tom Brady's house, or Jeter's house. I'm like, come back. I don't want to be the guy with the cheater.
JR, it's going to land in his pool.
I'm like, get it out of there. And then her friend Andy, he was driving the boat. I go, hey, can you turn around? We got to go get closer range on this drone. Get this thing back. I don't want to be the weirdo with a drone out front of Tom Brady's house. That was awkward. All right, coming up, something pretty cool. A teacher making the most out of virtual learning, and he did something great for his students. Is our I Feel Good story. It's after this.
I feel good.
I feel good. 995 QYK, your feel good story right now. This is awesome. I love that this teacher did this. Now, a lot of teachers are trying to get creative because of the virtual learning, the e-learning. I know for you, when you first did the e-learning with your kids, Kevin, they had like crazy hair day. They had
crazy shirt day.
And, you know, on Zoom and whatnot, which is a cool way to do it and getting to see your friends with crazy hair on Zoom. Well, this teacher decided to do a little parody song of this song.
I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you.
Made popular by the show Friends.
Yes, it was.
I'll be there for you. Because you're there for me.
Kevin.
Here we go.
Do you remember who sang this song?
The Rembrandts.
He is 100% correct. Give him something hard. All right, here we go. Now, this Georgia teacher did a parody, and it's called I'll Be Here For You, and this is what it sounds like.
Even though we're starting virtual, we can still have a great year, cause
I'll be here for you.
When you're learning at home,
I'll be here for you.
And you'll watch me on Chrome.
And you'll watch me on Chrome.
Until you're here with me too.
I love it, man. I love when teachers get creative like that. I know all teachers are facing challenges with the e-learning and whatnot if they are doing that, or even if they're in person, their jobs are hard enough. But to go the extra mile like that was really, really cool. I love that story.
But I was curious to even think if the students even know that show, Friends.
The Friends?
Well, it ended in 2004, I think it was.
I think there's enough reruns.
Is it? I mean, I still watch the show all the time.
You may not be for young kids.
Let me see, what grade does he teach?
It's at high school, and it's
they probably know that. Then.
Friends started in 1994.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet you they know that though.
The good thing is, it was creative.
Thank you, Lana. Lana just discounted the whole story.
I don't even
know when that show
is. I don't know why that teacher did that. That seems ridiculous.
I was just curious to know. And, you know, maybe the... does anybody still watch Friends? Because I do.
A lot of people still watch Friends.
I watch it almost every day.
I still want to stress that was not...
But I don't know if high school kids do.
That was not the point of the story.
I know.
It was an I feel good story. And now you've taken it a different way. Well, better put another mark on the board. Way to go, Lana. Luke Bryan, most people are good, like this teacher, Lana. He's a great guy. He's trying to help out.
I like the parody theme song.
It's 995 QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. Time for trending in Tampa Bay. There's only one place to go and only really one place I would go, Lana. And that's the 22-year veteran ACM CMA winner. Oh, man. Pride of Jesuit High School. He's a Tiger. USF Bowl as well. Graduate. I once saw him give CPR to a baby deer, which is incredible, and brought that deer back to life. Ladies and gentlemen, his name is Kevin, and he's got what is trending in Tampa Bay.
I forgot about that. Thanks for reminding me.
Oh, I did, man. It changed
absolutely.
My life.
Absolutely. The Tampa Bay Lightning lost Game 5 last night, 2-1 in double overtime. The Bolts still lead the series against the Islanders 3-2, so they can end it tomorrow night in Game 6. And that game is at 8 p.m. again, and it's on NBCSN. Derek Jeter and his wife, Hannah, have listed their Davis Islands home for $29 million. Tom Brady, as we all know, has been renting the house from the Jeters for around $100,000 per month.
Insane.
They are looking for another house on Davis Islands as well. The home is the largest in South Tampa, just under 22,000 square feet, 7 bedrooms, 16 bathrooms, a dock with 2 boat lifts, heated spa, and an 80-foot saltwater lap pool.
That's all?
For $29 million.
Jeez.
Sounds like a bargain to me. The Gasparilla Pirate Fest is scheduled to take place on January 30th of 2021.
This will be my first interaction if this goes down. Never been to Gasparilla.
Oh, it's a party. We've got to take you to Gasparilla.
So I feel like I shouldn't go with Lana, though. That would be dangerous.
No, I think you should.
Really?
Yeah, I think you should.
You want to have a good time?
I think you should.
You want to have a good time?
So obviously, there's free areas, and it's free to go. But there are areas where you need to buy tickets for so you can have seated. And those tickets are on sale now. They are strongly suggesting for people to buy tickets in advance. And people will be grouped by household with a minimum of one row and one seat between each party. Tickets start at $57 per person. And tickets are also available for the children's parade, which will be happening on January the 23rd next year. And finally, Major League Baseball announced their plans for the postseason. The playoffs has been expanded from 10 to 16 teams this year, and they will begin with the top 4 seeds in each league. Rays, one of those teams, because they're in first place in the AL East. They will be hosting a wild card series in their regular season home ballparks. The final 8 teams will shift to the bubble, kind of like what hockey and the NBA has done. AL Division Series will be in San Diego and at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. And the NL Division Series will be in Houston and Arlington, Texas. AL Championship Series in San Diego. NL Championship Series in Arlington. The World Series will take place at Globe Life Park in Arlington, Texas.
And brand new. It's brand new, so it's pretty cool.
They've never had a fan attend a game yet because it just opened.
That's not what they were planning on when they said we're going to build a state-of-the-art stadium.
I know, so crazy. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
He's the best in the biz. 22-year veteran, ACM CMA award winner. We thank you. Lana thanks you.
Yes.
That deer that you gave CPR to thanks you. We appreciate you. That is trending in Tampa Bay. That's New Stapleton right there, starting over on 995 QYK. JR, Lana, and Kevin here. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate you. All right, Kevin, highlight of the show.
Highlight of the show is, well, we got to pick our ACM picks. The ACM Awards are right tonight, 8 o'clock on CBS. And we picked what we think are going to be the winner. The loser between the three of us gets a punishment of walking on Legos.
Barefoot.
Barefoot. It's not fun. I've done it. It doesn't feel good.
Lana doesn't think it's that big of a deal, but she will. If she loses.
If I lose.
All right. So that's happening tomorrow at 8:10. We'll announce if we won or not, and then it'll happen Friday so you can mentally prepare yourself. Lana, what was your highlight of the show?
I thought it was really cool that the teacher made the video for the students returning back to school. And he used the Friends theme, I'll Be There For You, a song that we all know and love.
And then he changed it to I'm
Here For You.
And that's up on our Facebook page, I believe, correct?
Yep, got it on Facebook and at 995QIK.com. That was a nice thing that that teacher did.
And now we've been playing Adventure or No Adventure all week long for Adventure Island tickets. And we all say an adventure, only one of them's true. Lana kind of tipped her hand today because she said, I went deer hunting. And as we all know, Lana did not go deer hunting because she would do nothing that involved an animal being injured in any way. Mm-mm. As a matter of fact, she was worried that a possum might have been hit by her car this morning.
Oh, yeah.
She was almost in tears when she got here. I don't know if I hit him. I don't know what happened.
Swerved out of the way, almost wrecked my Jeep.
Well, we didn't even go down that road again. You and your Jeep. All right, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.